This is the Bournemouth and Wessex Talking Newspaper, recorded on the 9th of October, 2024. Hello everyone, welcome to our latest recording. I'm Diana, Sally and Guy are reading with me today, and I have edited this edition. Our two engineers, John and Chris, are here sharing the recording, and Chris has chosen the music for today's recording. And this week, the music marks the birthday of two very different, yet highly significant musicians. John Lennon was born on the 9th of October, 1940, while Giuseppe Verdi was born 127 years earlier, in 1813. The wording of the official record of Verdi's birth is slightly unclear, and it may refer to him being born on either the 9th or the 10th of October. However, it is believed that his mother celebrated the 9th of October as the young Giuseppe's birthday, and that's good enough for us. And our Wessex news begins with part of the Great March from Verdi's opera Aida, which was first performed on Christmas Eve in 1871.
This is a request from somebody called Mike Crookett in Christchurch. I'm the local volunteer fundraiser and coin box coordinator for guide dogs. We now accept foreign currency by way of notes or coins as a donation. If you have such currency hidden away in a drawer or have some lying around for that next foreign holiday abroad that you just don't get around to having, why not donate it to us? I'm happy to discuss collection or drop-off on 07905 433 037 or email mike.crockett20@gmail.com.
Fire chiefs have ruled out buying electric fire engines after an Echo FOI revealed the service has paid £2.6 million for fuel. The cost of filling up Dorset and Wiltshire Fire and Rescue Service's 70-plus fire engines peaked in 2022-23 when fuel prices rose nationwide. That year, the service had to pay £718,000 to fuel up the fleet, a 49% rise from the previous financial year's costs of £481,000. But last year, 2023-24, this figure had fallen back down to £575,000, around the same as 2019-20's figure of £525,000, but higher than 2020-21's costs of £325,000. In total, from April 2019 to March 2024, DWFRS has had to pay £2.629 million on fuel for the fire engines, the Echo has learned. Assistant Chief Officer and Director of Service Support, Jill McRae, said the expenses costs have risen but funding has not matched. 8 fire engines across Dorset and Wiltshire are set to lose a fire engine, while Poole, which provides cover across the south of Dorset, faces losing a full-time crewed fire engine by April 2025. DWFRS has looked at the possibility of investing in electric fire engines, but it proved too expensive. DWFRS is committed to reducing our environmental impact by upgrading our non-emergency vehicles to electric ones. They continue to look at modernising the operational fleet, but electric fire engines are much more expensive, costing about £1 million each, compared to £360,000 for a traditional fire engine.
Tories will try and stop plans to triple housing numbers to 3,000 new homes being built per year. The local plan, still under consideration by the government after it was submitted earlier this year, would mean an extra 1,600 homes to be built in Bournemouth, Christchurch and Poole each year. But the party will put forward a motion to full council on October the 15th, calling on the council to reject the Westminster dictated figure of almost 3,000 homes per year. Opposition leader Phil Broadhead described the plans as simply ludicrous and dangerous, and added it will mean tower blocks in every part of the town, a complete loss of our green belt, a focus on flats rather than much-needed family homes, and all with no new infrastructure. The physical fabric of our three towns will change beyond recognition. We've got to stand together to try and halt it.
Dogs are welcome back on more beaches in Bournemouth, Christchurch and Poole. As of October the 1st, dogs and their owners are free to roam along the coast throughout the winter season. Walkers can also take their four-legged friends down to Durley Chine Beach, Southbourne Beach and Hengistbury Head Beach. In Poole, dogs are permitted from the western end of Sandbanks Beach to Haven Point from the eastern side of Branksome Chine Beach to the Poole-Bournemouth boundary. Hamworthy Park Beach, Lake Pier Beach and Rockley Point Beach are also designated dog beaches and can be used all year round. According to BCP Council, from May the 1st to September the 30th, dogs are not allowed on any of our Blue Flag or Seaside awarded beaches, and dogs must be kept on the lead on all promenades, piers, zigzags and footpaths at all times. Dogs are allowed on all beaches from October the 1st to April the 30th. At all times, you must clean up after your dog. Failure to comply risks a fine of up to £1,000.
The government has announced Dorset residents will benefit from nearly £5 million via the Household Support Fund. The fund is there to support people who are vulnerable or cannot pay for essentials, and is not necessarily for those on benefits. Money is available to all councils in England to help those most in need by drawing from local knowledge and making direct contact with people in the community. People may be able to get help if they are struggling to afford essentials such as energy and water bills, food, toiletries, or warm clothes, for example. Last month, the government announced an extension to the Household Support Fund with an additional £420 million for all local authorities up until April 2025. BCP Council has been allocated £2,653,367 from the government, while Dorset Council has been given £2,294,941.